Oh, hello. I'm the automatically deleted husband, and I'm still here. Happy birthday, Susanna. I sent a card, several days ago with the hopes that it would arrive. And I did send an email today because, as I expressed, I go out to the, it's not the backyard, it's actually the side yard. But it's huge because, you know, I'm in the back of it's a U-shaped piece of property. And I'm in the back corner. And when you go to that way, which is actually downhill, this is, you know, because I'm on the side of a hill, side of a mountain range. I checked, it's about 120 feet up. So it's not really a big mountain, but anyway, but it's a long ridge. I head over there. It's just woods. And I find it a delightful place to be because it reminds me so much of when we go out, when we hike Johnson Woods, which is, you know, kind of modest, but it's nearby and it's quite pleasant. But places like Benton Falls has been a good hike. What is the place that we go hiking? Really bad. I can't think of the hiking place. I feel so troubled. Hiking. Okay. Buzzard Point. Wow. Yeah, because I was thinking Hawking Point. Because obviously there are hawks that fly in there. I mean, big hawks. And you get to the top at Buzzard Point, and they're flying a few feet from you. It's kind of like, whoa! We have some of those videos on there. It's great. But, of course, the best place for us has been Big Frog. And it's, you know, in a sense, a home away from home, even though we've only been to the top three times. But it's still a delight. But so I went out because that seems to be my habit now for the birthday stuff. And I just listened to it. I did a video that's 10 minutes long or so. And did the normal punishment of singing you happy birthday, which I know is, it grieves many. But the other thing is, I try to talk to you as no longer a little girl, but a young lady. Because you're not the little girl I remember. And unfortunately, if I look at the stack of cards, well, isn't that interesting? I have the stack of cards, you know, Walter, Glory, Jane, my wife, the family, Zadok, George, my wife, George, Walter, my wife, and a disc to the family, to George. But the card on top is to Susanna. And, you know, it's written here, it is illegal to censor this card. And it was to you and it was censored. So that was unambiguously forewarned that it was a violation of the law to return it. And it was returned anyway. So the model you have set before you is spitting in the face of man's law and obviously spitting in the face of God's law. So I suggest the model that's set before you is a model you should not follow. And I went into some depth in that video about that. And I really think, after I listened to it, especially the last part of it, that is what a dad should do to his daughter. I would contend the advice I gave you is solid from a dad who's trying to be obedient to Christ. And I'm sorry, I hate to say this, but that model is not there in North Carolina. I wish it was, because I'm in love with your mom. I'm very much in love with your mom. But anyway, I suggest it's valuable information. I suggest, I hope that you will live in obedience to Christ. I am concerned that this obviously will be kept from you. One day you may find it. And I hope it's not when you say, I wish I would have heard that earlier, because of things in your life. You know, because I have engaged other young women and encouraged them. Most reject the idea of obedience to Christ. Some do. Embrace it. And it really changes the character of the lady. It is, it does. To be obedient to Christ changes the character of a lady. It gives her a remarkable beauty that cannot be found any other way. I hope you have that beauty. Anyway, on a different subject, there are financial problems. I am now, I'm owed about $1,000, $20 shy of $1,000 of past due income. And this has become a concern because obviously I have bills to pay, including to my wife. So that is a problem. And been having some conversations about what to do. Because over years of figuring out, all right, I'm completely convinced I will not go and work for another corporation. I will consult, you know, contract, but not be an employee. And obviously, I have to work because even at 66, I qualify. I would get more money, again, if I took Social Security than what I'm getting right now. But I can't do that because it's theft. Again, this is the follower of Christ stuff. So I've been trying to figure out, how do you do a model where I can offer something, specifically a piece of software, Shopware Nexus, and give it away free and generate revenue from it. You know, and revenue from it, not simply you have a license. No, not that model. But give it away such that somebody can take it and make revenue for themselves. Somebody else can take it, make revenue for themselves, and there's no, you know, it's not, you know, multi-level marketing. There's no need for a collaboration. It's a whole bunch of independent people. And the collaboration is you're offering the same product, and in doing that, you offer it in such a way that it becomes if one person starts marketing it, and because it's helpful to have other providers, so it's actually a good thing to have what you might call competition. Because you form the ecosystem. It is like a farmer's market, because I think it's the great analogy. If I am a farmer and I just put a store in front of my farm, you know, just a little shop, unless I have, you know, I'm a high traffic area kind of thing, I might not generate much revenue compared to if I show up with others at a farmer's market. So what I do is I go and sell tomatoes, and somebody else is going there selling tomatoes, and a third person comes there and sells tomatoes and so forth. And so in a sense, there's competition. However, for customers who say they want to buy tomatoes, they go to the farmer's market, and they have a lot of places to get tomatoes. And they're more likely to come to you as the farmer because you're at the farmer's market than if you had the store in front of your house. Or, you know, that's the mentality. And I've tried to figure out how to make it simple. It's I'm offering storage, communications, and computing nodes. And I won't describe them, but three simple things. And it's basically, when it comes to storage, I want a gigabyte. That's all it is. It's not, I get half a gigabyte or 10 gigabytes. No, I get 1 gigabyte at a time. The purpose behind that is because I can get it from so many different places. And if I need 10, I'm actually getting 10 single gigabytes, and it could be from multiple places. And that technique hides the fact that I don't know who my customer is. I don't know if he's given me a lot of business or a little business. I may find that I'm building one particular party that's kind of unidentified. Well, no, actually, I have a whole bunch of people that are effectively separate accounts for gigabytes of data, and they're not related to each other. So as the provider, I have no idea. Compared to what Amazon, Google, Microsoft, those kind of people do, completely different model, because they know your data, because they have it. Whereas this, the provider has the data, but because of the encryption technique and the way it's broken up, everybody gets only one bit out of a byte. So it's kind of like what you have as a provider is useless. So that model has tremendous potential. Because what you're competing with is these billion-dollar data centers. I mean, because these data centers now that Microsoft and Google and so forth have, they're massive and extremely expensive. And they have bunches of them. They pour a lot of money into this. And this is a technique to allow Joe Schmo not to remarket that, but to literally provide on his own and his, in a back room of his house, potentially, additional income, or to be the sole income. That's the purpose. That plus the communications, plus the computing nodes, but I won't go into that. So the model has been really refined, but I need somebody to explain it. And I'm getting closer to being able to deliver it. I'm making far more of a concerted effort to get this working. Right now, because of the fact that the Rapid Onsite project is in financial turmoil, I'm trying to engage some people to, one, be involved, and then, two, I need to raise some funds to tide me over for a few months to make this transition. But the technique of how to market this has been refined to the point that I think as soon as I can get it out there, it could explode. Because again, it's the farmer's market mentality. It's kind of like, oh, I sell tomatoes and there's three people selling tomatoes there. I'm going to go there and join them because there's a whole lot of customers there. I talked with a gentleman who was visiting a friend from Chicago, and they said, yeah, we have, the farmer's market there is huge where he lives. One, you have the population, but two, it's people know this is a place to go. And obviously, again, the tomato example, you have a whole bunch of people selling tomatoes. So I don't have to, and I can go and say, yeah, I like those tomatoes better than this one. But the next person will say, well, I like those tomatoes better than this one. And of course, I want those tomatoes because they're cheaper, whatever. But being at the farmer's market brings the customers. And the customer, the vendor then brings, encourages other vendors to be there because this synergy. And maybe that's coming together. I need to get a few people. I want the person to be the marketer. I really need that. I think that it'll help a lot because it's going to take so much time to do that. But because of the fact that I have I was barely afloat, and now that I'm over a week behind on income, plus I have the delayed thing with the going to the Russian church, that's still on the table. I have this constant effort to try to reconcile my family. All those things are on the table. So I'm a rather busy fellow. And I had probably the longest conversation on how to do this in a long time today. And so maybe it's time. I just need to find the right people. But anyway, I live under stress. But the Lord's grace is fantastic. And I want my Susanna to know the Lord's grace. So Susanna, my daughter, I love you. And Susanna, tell your mom, my wife, I love her too. And I want her back.